Allison Scott and Gloria Applegate first met in the 1970s at Sol Ross State University in Alpine, Texas. Since then, the two women have lived in the same town, crossing paths in the grocery store or at community meetings, but they've avoided talking politics because they know they don't agree on much. Allison describes herself as a liberal and Gloria as a conservative. At StoryCorps in Marfa, Texas, Allison and Gloria sat down for a One Small Step conversation. It's an effort to bring Americans with differing political views together, not to argue politics, but to get to know one another as human beings. Let's listen in.
I was raised with guns. It was nothing that we children were ever scared of. We had a healthy respect. My father was a trucker, and he was often gone. And one of my very earliest memories, I was about five, and a man came to our front door one day. He was a salesman of some kind, and he forced his way through the door. We were all terrified, of course, when this man began to act very ugly and pushed his way in. And because that gun was right there, my timid little mother, she grabbed the gun and she protected us. Mm-hmm. So he realized he needed to leave. She probably didn't know whether she would really shoot him or not. But that, to me, is very key to why I have never had a problem with having guns in our home, even with our own daughters.
Right.
We taught them the same way. They always knew where the guns were, and they knew not to touch them.
You know, when we were growing up, we would always have 22s or BB guns in the pasture and shoot rabbits. And it's funny, I had a childhood memory, too, when we lived in Pecos. We came home and our dog was shot. My mom walked next door, and we were with her, and our neighbor's son was there, and he was an alcoholic, and he was trying to explain that our dog was barking, so he shot the dog, and he was reaching for the gun to tell what he did, so my mom just put us behind her and started backing up, and we went back home. And it's interesting, we both had an experience with gun, but it's totally different.
And shaped us probably shaped in two different ways.
It shaped us in different ways, for sure. Growing older, Rudy, my husband, was a harbor police officer, and he would lock his gun up, and it terrified me to have guns in the house. I relished the right that I have to own whatever gun I want to have, and at the same time, I would really love to see more regulations.
I would be okay with looking at some controls, but I feel like we can't stand to lose any ground on some of these issues, so we have to stand tough.
Right. Well, thank you for telling me that, because that's the thing about the issue is, just like you and me, each of us are more gray than we are black and white.
I think we're on opposite sides politically, but I think at heart we're very much similar.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
You're welcome. But I couldn't have if you weren't so easy to talk to and so open. And now I feel like I know you better.
Me too.
That was Gloria Applegate and Allison Scott participating in StoryCorps' One Small Step project in Marfa, Texas. This interview will be archived along with hundreds of thousands of others at the Library of Congress. We'd welcome your voice as part of the One Small Step project too, whether you lean left, right, or in between. Learn more and sign up to take part on our website, tpr.org.